Okay, your attention, please.
Oh, yes.
Okay, great.
Where should I go, Rockefeller?
304.
304?
Today's the last day. 9 to 11. No, this is 9 to 10, because I'm not done with 11. So 9 to 10 is the level we next Friday. This upcoming Friday. Okay?
Alright, good. Alright, I'm done.
Okay. Make up homework number 3, if you've got it with you. I've got a stack of them that I'm collecting up here. If you need to catch me later today to turn it in or have made other arrangements with me, that's fine also. Make up quiz number 3. I haven't gotten back to you by email since I've been overwhelmed with work this time of the year, just like you. But we're looking at next Friday. It apparently can accommodate all but 2 of you who need to take the makeup number 3. It will cover the material essentially on quizzes. Let's see, is it 8 through 12? Basically, anything to do with capacitors and inductors will be on quiz number 3. Inspect your blackboard grades. Ray's been telling you about it. I've been telling you about it. The big thing is we want to make sure that the grades that are recorded in Blackboard at this point in time are accurate. Remember, the way I do the grading do the grade calculations at the end is I'll take the 10 highest grades in each category. So it may be you've got some zeros in there, you took a makeup, whatever. I simply will go to all of the possible homeworks for you, take your 10 highest. Same thing for quizzes, same thing for labs. Final exam. Okay. I'm going to be putting last year's exam online probably over the weekend, solution set for last year's exam online. We will also have probably on Sunday, although I haven't made any room arrangements yet, we will have a circuits marathon. What was last year's? Something like 327 or something? Something like that. And I think this year we'll get 20 or more sheet pizzas. Last year's went in 3 minutes. So, okay. So, final exam. And just a comment about evaluations. They just gave me the packet, so this seems like a good day at the end of class to do the final evaluation. We'll do that in about 10 minutes. I'm also going to be putting a survey online in Blackboard for you to take. We're very interested in your thoughts because we are considering some changes in the course for next year. Change of textbook and elimination of homework and quizzes. Woo! How's that for a change? I'll tell you what we're thinking of is going to online electronic homework. Don't like it? Well, give me your feedback. And remember, I gave you that survey at the beginning of the year, and I asked you whether you like to have, you know, a couple midterms, or whether you like the weekly or biweekly quizzes, and you like the weekly quizzes. I'm very curious if you still like them now that you've finished them. Okay. And I'll tell you the big reason why we're looking at dropping homework, it's called solutions manuals in Google. Okay? So, we're looking at solutions to all of that. Anyway, I hate that microphone. Okay, we're going to do about 10 minutes of circuits, and then we'll do our evaluation. Okay. Oh, and I am going to give you a homework 13, but it's only for you to use for study purposes. Okay, don't worry. You're not going to turn it in or do anything, but I'm going to pick a couple problems that will be good for the final. I will tell you right now that probably half of your final will cover capacitors and inductors. By that I mean transients, by that I mean phasors and Bode plots, and fundamental capacitors and inductors. It will be probably a 10 question final. And it will be in here, by the way. Okay, what we've been doing is these transient problems, and what we're doing is so-called zero input response, where we have energy stored in reactive elements. And I'm sorry, those are supposed to be inductors. Okay, my artwork isn't so great on those. And what's interesting is this one has an initial current somehow going through the inductors that creates a magnetic field, energy stored in it. Okay, and the only big thing that I want to point out here that's different is you've got two inductors. In the past, what we've been doing is we Thevenize all the resistors, and we don't have sources, but we would Thevenize those if they were there. So what we're doing is this. So we agree with that part. What you're going to see in a couple of the upcoming examples is we'll have multiple capacitors, multiple inductors, and the question is how do you handle them, especially if they've got an initial condition. Well, if you take a look here, we have an initial current, whatever it is, a couple amps or something, okay? But we've got a current going through two inductors. What we want to do is, just like the resistors and stuff on the left-hand side, we want to combine them. Well, we know that how do you combine inductors into an equivalent? We didn't actually give you a homework problem on that, or maybe we did. I know we did capacitors. I think the problem may have had inductors in it as well. But inductors, and they're in series, add, just like resistors. If the inductors were in parallel, they would combine either their product over their sum or the sum of their reciprocals, just like resistors in parallel. So what you do is this will end up being replaced with a single LEQ, which is equal to L1 plus L2. Now, where you've got to be careful, and we sort of skipped through this very quickly at the end of the capacitor section and the inductor section, is how do you combine initial conditions? Okay, that's the only subtlety here. Well, it's not really a subtlety if you think about it. You've got the same current going through each one because they're in series. So if I combine the two inductors into one, nothing happens other than this still has the same current going through it. Now let me show you another example which will actually solve the whole problem shortly. But this one's a little bit different. Okay. And it's example 7.4. Okay, this one's going to be with capacitors now. And as I said, we'll do a full mathematical solution of it in a little bit, not today. We're going to try for Monday for this one. But what the interesting thing is that's going to distinguish this from our previous problems, it's got a voltage source on the left-hand side. Don't worry about that at the moment. All we're going to worry about is the right-hand side. Okay? So what we're going to have is a C1, a C2, and I'm going to put an initial voltage on each one. Okay? Sort of in the spirit of the inductors that we just did, what do you do to combine the capacitors now? Okay? There's two aspects. One is you've got two capacitors in series. How do you combine two capacitors in series to get an equivalent? Okay, capacitors that are in series behave like resistors in parallel. They're reciprocals combined. Or you can use the short formula, which results from just manipulating that it's their product over their sum. Now, I expect that you would have gotten that part. The question is, what happens with voltages? Okay, now, what you should think about is that basically a capacitor with a voltage on it, which means that it has a charge in it, is basically a battery. I mean, isn't that what a battery is? It's got charge in it. It might be generated by an electrochemical reaction, but it's charge. Okay, so what you have, even though it's not labeled that way, this effectively looks like two batteries in series. And what would you do if you had two batteries of voltage VO1 and VO2? The polarity is in the same direction, so you would just add it up, and the equivalent voltage would simply be VO1 plus VO2. So the right-hand side of this becomes nothing more than this CEQ that we just did here. Whoops. Okay. Nothing more than that, and it will have a voltage across it, which is VO1 plus VO2. So that's how you deal with initial conditions. Now, I gave you the two obvious simple cases where currents were the same or you simply added voltages. Obviously, there are more complex cases. But what we want to do, because we're going to run out of time, is do the course evaluation at this point. And I'm going to need some help in passing it out. How about some front row volunteers? Isn't it terrible being in the front row? And I'm not sure what's in here. Okay. I probably shouldn't even touch these. Okay. And there are a couple pencils here. Apparently, it is not valid if it's not in pencil. Now, a couple words of instruction. Let's see. I need a student to administer the evaluations. Do we have any volunteers? Oh, come on. Who wants to be? Oh, great. I knew that you'd step forward. I can always count on you guys. Okay. You have the official instructions.
Can I read them very assertively?
Yeah, read them. Oh, that's great. I like that. Read them assertively. If you want, we even have a microphone if that'll make you more assertive.
I can talk longer.
And I will do my best to pick up and get out of here. Yes, there is a microphone here.
I'll put the CR.
Oh, that's good. Let me just get this junk out of your way. Sure. Oh, where'd my pen go? Oh, sorry. Okay, you're fine. Okay. Thank you.
top.
Okay. I think as long as you get that, you're fine. That was the one on the envelope. They just gave one CRN for the whole course. See what you're doing. Hey, Ray. Boy, you guys look like you're organized for the Film Society.
We are. I'm changing my...
Oh, okay.